Good morning and happy National Day. Welcome to MTI's media briefing on the second quarter's results. In July, as you know, MTI revised its GDP forecast from 7 to 9% to 13 to 15%. This reflected two factors. One, extremely strong growth in the first half of the year. Second, flat sequential growth for the second half of the year, excluding the volatile biomedical manufacturing sector. These factors still hold. The forecast for GDP growth in 2010, therefore, remains at 13 to 15%. Let me elaborate on both these factors. First, strong growth in the first half. This is the strongest economic recovery that Singapore has seen. Real GDP expanded by 18% year-on-year in the first half. This has also been a very broad-based recovery. Singapore has never experienced such a synchronous rebound in all key sectors of the economy compared to previous recoveries. But this is not the fastest recovery on record. It took us 8 quarters to recover the lost output this time, compared to around 6 or 7 quarters in previous recoveries. Singapore's growth in 2010 will still be exceptional. No doubt the global macroeconomic picture has improved, but it has not been spectacular and cannot adequately explain Singapore's double-digit recovery. The strong recovery reflects the confluence of three industry-specific factors: biomedical manufacturing, BMS, two, electronics, and three, tourism. Let me elaborate on each of these three because they have implications for the second half. First, BMS. The BMS cluster surged by 70% in the first half. Our pharmaceutical companies have produced an exceptionally large batch of higher value active pharmaceutical ingredients over this period. This is not likely to be repeated. Second, look at electronics. The upswing in the global electronic cycle has been particularly strong and sustained this time. There are several factors. In the US, there has been an extensive corporate IT replacement cycle. This continues. In China, there's been tremendous demand for electronic parts and components. Several factors. The fiscal stimulus, which is largely centered on subsidies and cash handouts for white goods. Increased penetration of the internet and consequent demand for IT products. And the proliferation of high-tech IT equipment. All of these have served to bolster demand in China. And globally, there's been a surge in demand for portable communication devices, such as netbooks and smartphones, all of which require far more data storage and data processing capabilities, which means more memory, more chips. The launch of new product lines has also sparked consumer demand, not just in the developed economies, but also in Asia. Now, all these factors will moderate in the coming quarters, but there are positive structural underpinnings to the global electronics demand. Third, the tourism landscape has changed, driven by the integrated resorts and a resurgent Asian market. This year has been exceptionally strong for visitor arrivals, with 1 million tourists arriving in Singapore in July, the 8th consecutive month of record arrivals. This has bolstered growth in sectors like hotels and restaurants, retail trade, and other tourism-related industries. Like electronics, there are structural factors that will support tourism growth, even as some moderation takes place from current rates of growth. Slowdown in sequential growth in the second half. Notwithstanding the robust first half, we are looking at a sharp slowdown in the sequential growth for the second half of 2010. Latest economic indicators from the external economies confirm our earlier assessment of imminent slowdown in the pace of global economic recovery. Growth in the US economy has slowed considerably in the second quarter compared to the first. This is not surprising. In fact, what was surprising was how strong the recovery was in the first quarter. The weak fundamentals weighing down on the US economy, which we've highlighted in earlier briefings, have now reasserted themselves. Household balance sheets remain weak. Credit is still tight. And unemployment continues to be stuck near 10%. Now, a double-dip recession in the US on current assessment is unlikely. There is still considerable fiscal stimulus in the system, and the U.S. Fed has made clear it stands ready to act if there are growing signs that the economy will tip back into recession. But bottom line is that the U.S. recovery will remain sluggish going into 2011. In Asia, the slowdown in economic growth has become more evident, in line with early expectations. In particular, growth in the Chinese economy eased from 11.9% in the first quarter of the year to 10.3% in the second half quarter of the year, primarily due to moderation of growth of fixed asset investment. Now, this would have some impact on China's demand for mineral fuels and other raw materials for construction projects. This does not affect us directly, but regional economies, particularly major producers of commodity products, will be directly affected. And there could be negative spillovers on wholesale trading activities for entrepôt economies like Singapore. The growth momentum for the Singapore economy will therefore ease in the second half of the year. The forecast range of 13 to 15% implies that year-on-year growth in the second half of the year will at best be 12%. Growth on a sequential basis is, however, expected to be in negative territory, reflecting an adjustment from the exceptionally strong expansion in the first half. Wholesale trade and manufacturing could see a slowdown in growth momentum as the pace of growth in global and regional trade eases. More critically, the exceptional output growth that we've seen in the biomedical manufacturing cluster is expected to slow in the second half of the year due to scheduled plant shutdowns for maintenance, as well as a possible shift in output mix towards lower value pharmaceutical ingredients. In short, excluding the biomedical manufacturing cluster, output is likely to stay at around current levels in the second half of the year. That's what we mean by flat sequential growth. And this is more reflective of the underlying momentum in the economy. But electronics and trade-related sectors will continue to be supported by robust demand for new IT equipment and the ongoing corporate IT replacement cycle, factors that I just mentioned earlier. Tourism is expected to continue doing well, bolstered by increasing activities related to the integrated resorts, as well as upcoming events such as the Youth Olympic Games and Formula One Grand Prix, adding to the buzz. Finally, downside risks to growth from the European debt crisis appear to have eased somewhat. Fiscal policy interventions by the European Central Bank and the EU have temporarily stemmed market volatility and fears of contagion from the EU debt crisis. New developments such as the confirmation of Greek compliance with interim targets, as well as the release of the results of stress tests on commercial banks, have momentarily helped reduce overall financial market volatility. However, the situation remains fragile. It's still too early to say that risks to global growth from the European sovereign debt crisis have completely dissipated. To sum up, we've had an exceptional first half. Some of these factors are structural and will continue to lend support in the second half. But overall, the outlook for the second half is flat. Sequential growth in GDP ex BMS. Including BMS, we could even see negative sequential growth. But barring systemic global shocks, the likelihood of a double-dip recession remains low at this juncture. I'll now be happy to take questions. Thank you.